يا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الخلق وسيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا في هذه الساعة أجمعين، وهب المسيئين منا للمحسنين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا ما مضى من رمضان، وعنا على ما بقي منه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكتبنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وإخواننا وأخواتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا من النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يصادف ويوافق ليلة القدر بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وتجارة رابحة لن تبور. اللهم ربنا ما كان بيننا وبينك فتجاوز عنه، وما كان بيننا وبين خلقك فتحمله عنا. لا تؤاخذنا بسوء فعالنا يا رب العالمين، لا تؤاخذنا بسوء أعمالنا. اللهم لا تحرمنا من خيرات ما عندك بسوء ما عندنا. اللهم ربنا جئناك تائبين معترفين متذللين، فيا ربنا لا تردنا عن باب فضلك خائبين. اللهم ربنا إنا رفعنا كف الضراعة إليك، وضعنا حاجتنا بين يديك. اللهم يا ربنا لا تردنا عن باب فضلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا أكرم من دعي، ويا خير من أجاب، يا حنان يا منان، نسألك يا ربنا فرجا قريبا وفرجا عاجلا غير آجل لإخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أنا نسألك فتحا ونصرا مبينا وتمكينا في هذا الشهر المبارك لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل مكان. اجمع شملنا، اللهم اجمع شملنا، اللهم اجمع شملنا، اللهم اجمع شملنا. اللهم أولي أمورنا خيارنا، ولا تولي أمورنا شرارنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم اجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا يا رب العالمين. آمين آمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، this is the 13th night of Ramadan. 12 days of Ramadan have been completed. In two nights, it would be the official halfway point of this blessed month. And with that, 50% would be complete, and we would have the second half of Ramadan left. And this is the nature of Ramadan always, every single year. It's a very generous space and time. It brings a lot of goodness with it, and it brings a lot of khair and barakah to our lives. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who take advantage of that. Allahumma ameen. Before I share the khatira for today, we make a dua for our beloved uncle, Hajj Anis, Hajj Abu Jamil. If you guys come to the masjid regularly, you always see him sitting in this place where Amu Fikri is sitting now. And Hajj Anis is an example of someone in his 80s who's actually in his 20s. He's in his 80s, but actually in his 20s, mashallah. Very youthful, very energetic, mashallah. Always in the masjid here, every fajr, every isha. And he was refusing to sit down during taraweeh because he doesn't want rukhsa. He wants to stand up and he wants to do it. He wants to push himself to the limits. But he got tired today and he got a little bit ill and he needed to be admitted to the hospital. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give him shifa and afia, and to give him a full recovery. So we make dua for him. Allahumma rabban nas adhib al ba's washfi anta shafi la shifaa illa shifaa'uka ishfihi shifaa'an la yughadiru saqama. Nasallahu al-azim rabbil 'arshil 'azim an yashfiyahum ma yudih. Nasallahu al-azim rabbil 'arshil 'azim an yashfiyahum ma yudih. Allahumma dawihi bi dawa'ik washfihi bi shifaa'ik wardahu ila kamil sihhatihi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Amin amin. The subject that we're going to be going over today is Sunnat at-Tadafu'. It is one of the most well-known and most referenced sunan, divine universal laws. And that is the sunnah of struggle between truth and falsehood. It is mentioned in two ayat of the Qur'an. One of these ayat states, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. If it wasn't that Allah Azza wa Jal made the dynamic that there would be a struggle between truth and falsehood, meaning that if the reality wasn't that when darkness would envelop and falsehood would spread, that there would be this force of truth that would push and resist against it, and people would stand up against what's wrong, then the whole earth would have been corrupted, and the whole earth would have been enveloped by the darkness of batil, of falsehood. Now, there's another verse that says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. So sunnah tadafu is something, this sunnah of there being a struggle between truth and falsehood, good and bad, good and evil, is something that is centrally mentioned in the Qur'an. It says, if it wasn't that people would struggle against each other, truth on one hand and falsehood on the other, then you would have found that deen and dunya would be corrupted. لَهُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ. All of the places of worship would have been خلاص, abandoned. No need for them at all. The monasteries, the churches, the synagogues, the masajid, all of these would be rendered useless. People would be cut off from God. That's what this ayah is telling us here. Now, where does sunnah tadafu' come from? What does it stem from? Why does there need to be a struggle between truth and falsehood? The reason why there is this struggle between truth and falsehood is because Allah Azza wa Jal created human beings with the ability to choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it of His divine will that people have free will. Al-qudra al-ikhtiyar al-khayr aw ikhtiyar al-shar. Alright, the ability to choose what's good or to choose what's bad. And this is something that's mentioned in the Qur'an. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We guided human beings to the capacity to realize that there's a path to goodness and a path to wickedness. And free will automatically entails that some will choose what's right and others would not necessarily choose what's right. They would choose what is wicked, what is wretched, what is false, what is corrupt, and what is bankrupt, what is oppressive. This would be the nature and the reality of people. So Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this gift to choose, but not everyone will be responsible in what they choose. Now Allah Azza wa Jal has made us an ummah and called us to be an ummah that stands for truth. In fact, truth is so significant that it is one of His names and attributes. Allah is Al-Haqq Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of the Quran references how He is the manifest truth. And the Quran is the book of truth. As Allah says in the Quran, لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلُ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. Truth, falsehood has no access to it. This Quran, falsehood has no access to it. It is all tanzeelu min hakeem and hameed, the revelation from Allah the All-Wise and the One worthy of all praise. So, there's another verse in the Quran that tells us one of the features of truth and falsehood. Allah says, and it's a beautiful verse, Allah says, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. Allah says, we cast with truth upon falsehood, and it renders it useless. فَيَدْمَغُ. It paralyzes it, it makes it useless. It stops it in its tracks. فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. And falsehood cannot persist after that. Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us about a sunnah and a reality. When truth is properly presented, properly supported, properly given the backing that it's needed by believers, then there's no way falsehood could stand in the way of that. Eventually, falsehood will dissipate. Falsehood cannot reign supreme. Falsehood cannot remain strong, cannot remain established among people. You know, in fact though, even with this, we learn from our deen that in the end of times, falsehood will become rampant. There are certain hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he tells us, for example, one of the sources of corruption for people and for life and livelihood is that people will have corrupt leadership. The hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ وَلَكِنْ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِ عَالِمًا اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُهَالًا فَسُئِلُوا فَأَفْتَوْا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَضَلُّوا وَأَضَلُّوا. Prophet ﷺ says, the hour or I should say, knowledge is not stripped from the hearts of people. Rather, knowledge dies away with the passing of people who are learned and people who have understanding and wisdom and fiqh, until there's no one left with understanding. And the people are led then by people of ignorance, people who are bankrupt, and they're asked and they speak without knowledge and they misguide others and they are misguided along with that. That's one of the features that the Prophet ﷺ tells us about the end of time. The Prophet ﷺ also tells us that before the end of time, propaganda will reign over knowledge. The hadith says, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ السَّاعَةَ لَأَيَّامًا يَنْزِلُ فِيهَا الْجَهْلِ وَيُرْفَعُ فِيهَا الْعِلْمِ. Propaganda. Because propaganda is this source of misinformation that's fueled by marketing tools. That's what propaganda is. Propaganda is exaggerating the falsehood and the falsities. So he says, the Prophet ﷺ says, before the hour, there will come days where ignorance will reign supreme and knowledge will be stripped from the lives of people. Sometimes this ignorance will come to rise by distorted understandings. As the Prophet ﷺ says another hadith, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ تَنْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. How will the situation be when you don't enjoin good and forbid evil as an ummah? So they said to the Prophet ﷺ, will that happen, O Prophet of Allah? وَكَأِنُ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Prophet ﷺ said, even worse will happen. And they asked him, what is worse than that? So the Prophet ﷺ, he said, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا أَمَرْتُمْ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَنَهَيْتُمْ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. How will your situation be when you enjoin wickedness and you forbid goodness? In fact, there's another hadith that tells us that at a certain point in time, the truthful person will be seen in a negative light. He'll be seen as a liar. And the liar will be embraced as a truthful person. And the trustworthy person will be seen as treacherous. And a treacherous person will be seen as an honest and trustworthy individual. So this sunnah of tadafu' is a reality that Allah Azza wa Jal has made a feature of this dunya. And our benefit from this sunnah is that we as an ummah need to have the capacity and the willingness to emerge from our comfort zones and stand for what's right. At all expense, at all under all circumstances. That's why one of the greatest jihads is to say the word of truth in the presence of an oppressive ruler. You know, my Islam, if I understand sunnah to tadafu' right, and I'm going to end with this. If I understand sunnah to tadafu' right, my deen does not allow me to live a personal, private, quiet life divorced from the needs of society and community and civilization, and I'm just going to see all of the munkarat happen before my eyes and I'm going to be this cute, sweet person who doesn't do or say anything about what's happening. No, my Islam tells me if I see something wrong, I need to stand up against it. I need to do something about it if it's in my capacity. There's no way I could truly live the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and not be a person who is a proponent of truth in the face of falsehood. So this is the lesson from the sunnah. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the benefit and the knowledge that will help us become a better community and a better ummah. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, after Salat al-Isha, immediately, we have a sister who wants to announce her Islam downstairs, inshallah. So we'll do that immediately after Salat al-Isha. Jazakum Allah khair. Now we have adhan and salah.
الله أكبر الله